Real people. Real people. Real talk. Real talk. But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back to the new week of the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. It's February 8th. Happy birthday, Davido.
Happy birthday, Davido. Shout out to you. We're back on our regular grind. So this week, we actually have some news. This week's news. Charlene's going to announce this out.
Kylie Jenner had her second baby on 2/2/2022. What a magical number. I actually want to get married on 2/22/22, but it's not going to happen. I'm okay with that.
You could do 2/22/2122.
I'm sorry.
Wait. Yeah, 2122. If you're still alive.
How?
Who knows? Maybe you'll make it to 120 something years.
Jaden, oh my God. Anyways, congratulations to you.
Has she announced like the gender or the name? No. Or anything? Nothing?
Nothing.
Imagine, hopefully it's a boy.
People think it's a boy because she put a blue heart and she put the date.
I saw a thing where she had a necklace on that said 222. And she was like, oh, she's been telling us her due date for the whole time. Yeah. But I don't know.
It's crazy because Stormy's 2/1. I think she was born in 2018. 2/1, 2018. Or 2019.
Yeah. Weren't her and Khloe's baby born at the same time?
The same year. Hold on. Let me look her up. Stormy Kardashian. Just kidding. It's Stormy Astroworld. Stormy Webster. That's her name. Yeah, 2018. So she's 2/1/2018 and the other one's 2/2/22.
That's pretty sick. That they're born day apart. Do you think they'll celebrate their birthdays on the same day?
Yeah. Yeah, they would.
Yeah, I think it's such a waste to do.
It's so crazy because the Kardashians have weird birthdays because Kourtney, Rain and Mason have the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what are the chances of that? That's crazy. That's especially from you and your kids. Yeah. That's pretty crazy to have.
That is crazy.
Who was it? Rain and Mason? Who are the other? Penelope? Is that the only other one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was Mason.
I thought she had some random kids within the couple.
Well, they
of years.
Actually think she's pregnant right now.
Really?
Yeah, because she's she was holding her stomach for Christmas or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of signs pointing that she's pregnant, but I don't know. She's 45.
I don't know. I mean, the Kardashians have some weird ass genes.
No, I'm just
Chris.
Saying.
Chris had kids when she was old. She's not a Kardashian, or I mean, technically, yeah, but she had kids really old. So maybe the genes carried on to them and they could have kids really old.
Let me see how old she is. I think she's born in 79. I think she's born the same year my dad was born. Kourtney Kardashian.
She's as old as your dad?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, she's going to be 43 this year.
So, I mean, it is possible. Look at how old Chris had kids. So she could technically have kids too.
But my dad's 41.
We're having two totally different conversations. What are you even thinking about? I'm over here trying to have a conversation with you, and you're still thinking about when she's born.
I have ADHD. I'm sorry.
But technically, Kourtney could have kids because look how old Chris had kids. Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah, didn't you hear that freaking Janet Jackson had a kid at 60?
No.
Janet Jackson, let's look her up.
Baby, we don't need to keep looking everything up.
She had she was 52.
You done?
I'm done.
Finally?
Yeah.
Okay, so the other day, me and Charlene were talking about, I don't know what the conversation was, but we were talking about what guests that we think would be actually we would be able to have on since we're a smaller podcast. But he hasn't barked all day, guys, I'm telling you, and he just happens to bark when we do the podcast.
Today. He's been lazy for the past 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't think he barked yesterday either.
I tell you, he saves it for the podcast every week. It doesn't
He's
break.
Let me see if I can F shit.
Yeah. But we're having a conversation. It was what people do you think we would be able to have on because we're a smaller podcast? But I wanted to ask you first, what would be your dream podcast guest? I don't think we've asked each other.
Would
that
it be
yet.
Out of celebrities?
Any. I mean, we'll do celebrities. You could pick celebrities and then we could choose. Maybe YouTubers and stuff since they're smaller.
Okay, a celebrity.
Or other podcasters.
Off the top of my head. I want to say like Kristen Bell.
She's pretty cool.
She's hilarious.
Her husband actually has a podcast.
Does he really? One of
like the top podcasts. It's what's it? Dax Shepard, something. The Talk with Dax Shepard or something like that. It's like he gets like pretty cool people on. He does it with some girl. I don't know who the girl is, but yeah. he has his own.
I mean, like Kristen Bell. And like
he's probably had her on. You should take a listen to it. Yeah, I should.
It's probably Kevin funny. Or like Kevin Hart and the Dwayne Johnson.
I feel like I would say together. You would probably think the. You, I feel like you would probably like the Wayans Bros.
Oh my God, I would love them.
What? How? I don't know which one. Maybe all of them. But they're pretty funny.
All of them except for the producer one. I'm just kidding. That's fucked up.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Nothing. I just said everyone except for the producer one.
Yeah. What does the producer one do? Is he canceled or something?
No, he just produces like.
Sorry if you hear them. I keep touching.
You never see him out front. You know, making good quality comedy.
Yeah. But who do you, so which one would you get as a YouTuber or other podcaster or like social media person? Because I feel like those ones are a higher, like easier reach than celebrities. Not saying it would ever happen. I mean, I hope it does. But I mean, celebrities and them are kind of separate.
Yeah. I kind of want to say Kendall Ray and Josh.
I think those would be probably one or Brooke.
Brooke Bush?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I would love her.
Either her or Kendall and Josh. I have a bunch. Or Carly and Aaron, maybe.
I would love Carly and Aaron. I have a bunch. Like, if I could have, like, a dream. It's like
Those ones are easy to dream of because they're, like, they sound believable compared to, like, Kevin Hart or in The Rock and stuff. To us, they're, like, so high up.
But then, like, again, like, how am I going to talk to those people? Like, they're so...
Exactly. Like,
they're so superior.
We would literally sound like interviewers to them. Like, how the reporters are to them all the time.
Yeah.
Because we have nothing to relate on. We couldn't have a conversation about anything.
But have you ever seen that one interview with Tom Holland, and he's, like, speaking in his accent, and the interviewer goes, why are you doing a British accent? He's like, what do you mean?
She's like, why are you faking it?
Yeah.
Because in the movies, he uses, most of him, he uses an American accent.
Yeah, and he was like, I do dialect, like, he's like, I switch accents.
That's funny.
And so he switches to, like, an American accent, he's like, and he switches back, and he's like, well, how are you doing that? And he's like, what do you mean? I just did it.
But yeah, I think either Brooke Bush or Kendall and Josh.
Yeah, that's a dream one.
I know we don't ever mention Brooke Bush, but we'll put up a picture of her because she's one of our favorite ones.
She is.
And who do you think would be, like, in the social media realm, because celebrity is kind of a far reach, who do you think would be, like, even other podcasters would be a believable guest that we could get on?
Even, like, Instagram people? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any social media because, I mean, like I always say, the social media is big and it's big. So, I mean, there's a chance that something would happen.
There's like people I would want, but I feel like because they don't really do podcasts, they wouldn't.
You don't
really
think they would be interesting talking wise?
I mean, yeah, but like, I don't know how they would like talk. Like they make videos. Yeah,
like that's what I mean. Like that you don't think they would be interesting conversational wise. Like they wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't really be able to hold a conversation with them really.
Yeah.
That's why I would say like, Brooke or Kendall and Josh, that's their job, so they would be perfect at it. I feel like she would be pretty good at it.
I'm thinking of like who I follow, like Pow and Pow.
No, that
I wouldn't.
I don't think that's believable. I mean, maybe it's a reach, not a reach, but like I don't think that's like what's the word?
Achievable.
But I still think they wouldn't hold a conversation. Were you looking for somebody that you think wouldn't hold a conversation?
No, I'm just thinking like who would I want. I wouldn't want them.
Then who do you think would be a believable one that we could get?
I'm like thinking.
Maybe this whole podcast you're like going off track and everything.
I know. I'm like I need to take an Adderall today, I swear. Oh, the croissant woman. She'd be funny to have a conversation with.
Just by the way she talks on the thing, she's not like really famous. And I feel like she would be like, what, a podcast? But I feel it's probably achievable because
I think it's really achievable.
And I feel like it would be a good talk, too, just based on how she talks in her videos.
Yeah, I feel like she's just, like, so, yeah.
She's, like, enthusiastic, but
then again, you, like, see her TikTok, she's like, oh, I don't really have that many stories to tell. Yeah,
I don't know. She seems, I mean, to the way she tells stories, it could be, like, the most boring story, and she can make it sound interesting. That's the type of person she is.
She's very animated.
Yeah.
You?
But me, I think that one's a hard one because, like, we're a smaller podcast, but I still think, like, an achievable one that would be kind of far, I think maybe Brooke. She's like really connected with like her fans and stuff like that. So yeah. I think it would be possible to maybe have a chance with that.
Yeah.
But that, I think either that one, Kendall and Josh, that's kind of a big one.
That's a big one. Because they're
top in the podcaster thing. So they probably get like a bunch of stuff. But we're
close to them. I mean, he just drive over there. Yeah,
we're pretty close to them. What else? Okay. I think that's pretty
much
it.
If it's like Kendall and Josh together, then mile higher. But if it's just Josh, it'd be cool to like
Josh. I think Josh would be a cool to have like a scary one.
Yeah, I think we'd be just cool to sit in the Lights Out episode.
That would be sick. Or like be a little guest or something on just like how Janelle is like in the background. Yeah. That'd be pretty sick.
I'd be like listening like, and then like sometimes I listen to like some of his podcasts and it makes me go, what the hell, like out loud. I'll be like driving at work and be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like someone actually did that. That's how it was.
Today, when we're rewatching their podcast about the alien thing, when I told you, when he was like, oh, maybe they're talking about other heads, and I was like, come on, Josh. While I was driving, I was like, really, Josh, do you have to make that joke? And it was so funny because the whole time everybody just went quiet. Okay, but I wanted to talk about this on the podcast.
Right,
what's up? Do you like the way our podcast is now compared to how it was when we started? Because when we started, it was kind of like, our main focus was like, oh, helping. I mean, it still is.
I think that was Jaden's main focus. He had like such a thing where he's like, it has to be, this whole episode has to be about this.
Yeah.
And I was like more like, okay, can we just like have a conversation and like, you know, talk about experience, talk about this, talk about that. And he's like, no.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you the way now. Do you like the way it is now compared to like, I mean, it didn't last for too long the way it was, but a couple of episodes in. I feel like I was taking it a little more serious.
And I like the way it is now.
You would get kind of bothered when I would want to take it seriously like that.
I would get bothered.
But do you think like the main topic of it, like how we say it's like young excellence helping young people out, do you think that's changed?
No.
I don't think so either because we still talk about that kind of stuff and all that, but we don't.
Yeah.
We make it entertaining. We have topics in it that people like have fun listening to and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like before we're just taking it too, like just focusing on that where it would be boring hearing it.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
I don't know what's up with this podcast. We're talking and everything like normal, but I keep feeling like this empty space in my ear. Like there's like empty sound, like just like quiet.
That's how I feel.
I don't know.
It's what like it too is. Quiet. Huh? Like
we've been talking the whole time and it just sounds too quiet.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Maybe because there's no one home. There's usually like sound in the background.
You should be like, let's go.
Because right now it's like pitch quiet. Yeah, I keep feeling weird. Like it keeps feeling like our talk is boring, but we're talking like we normally are.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
But I just wanted to talk about that because I hope anybody listening that has been listening forever doesn't think it's changed. It's just we evolved. We got more comfortable talking.
We're older. We're wiser.
We got more comfortable mature. Talking. Yeah.
Yes.
I had to say something because baby would be like, yeah, we're older, we grew taller. Yeah, I grew taller. You do that all the time, even in person. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Why do I do that?
You do it all the time. I yeah. You're like bigger, stronger, faster, stronger.
Because I am better, faster, stronger. I don't know why you don't get it.
So I had to cut you off real quick. Because I knew you were going to start that again.
I'm so sorry.
I keep moving the mic. But yeah, I just want to let that know. That was a quick topic. A quick talk. I also wanted to talk about, okay, off my list of stuff I wanted to talk about. When I was younger.
What's up?
This one's going to be like a pretty scary one because I have a pretty scary Reddit topic to talk about.
Okay.
But when I was younger, I don't know where I heard about it.
SpongeBob.
Or no, it wasn't SpongeBob. But I think it was like scary YouTube videos or something, or Mr. Nightmare or something.
Yeah.
Something. But there's this thing called the Mothman. I don't know if it's real.
Freaking Mile High has an episode on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to that tomorrow. But there's this thing called the Mothman where it's like a man, like it looks like a man, but he has wings and he looks like a moth. Like his face and head and stuff looks like a moth head. If you've seen a moth head, I'll put a picture up. But when I was younger, I heard about it on YouTube. I was watching a video or something. And my whole, like, ever since then until, like, I was pretty, like, older, like a teenager, I was so scared. Every time I would cross, because me and my grandmas, we live right across the street. So we would walk back and forth all the time. And every time I would cross at night, I would feel like I would see him standing on the roof. Or and then like added at that at the same time, I heard about banshees. Have you heard about banshees?
Yeah,
they're like the ones where they like scream and stuff. And so the one I watched, it was like, oh, if you hear them scream, that means you're gonna die. And I was, every night I would be so scared. I would like watch where I'm going just in case the Mothman's watching me.
Banshees, they just like stand a mile away, and if you hear them scream, someone near you is gonna die.
No, the one I heard means that like you're gonna die. No, because I mean, I looked it up. It says the banshee screams mean like a OM of death.
Yeah. That's what it means.
It doesn't mean, does it ever mean like you would
not
die?
Necessarily, no. I've ever watched it, Sabrina.
Could it be you?
It could be. Oh,
they talk about it on there too?
Yeah, there's a banshee screaming.
Oh, shoot. I didn't
know. Because who was going to die?
I didn't know it was that common because I don't hear much about it no more. Even the Mothman where you're like, oh, they have a podcast on. I was like, wow, because I don't hear nothing about it.
There was like a whole ass episode before, on SpongeBob. Yeah,
talk about it now. With the fucking
moth.
Because I don't remember no Mothman.
And SpongeBob plugged in all the light. He plugged in. He got into the store and got all kinds of like night lights.
Yeah.
And even got like the... What the hell are they called? Where they watch?
Did he make him look like an actual moth?
They made him look like an actual moth.
Well, the one in the actual like lore, I don't know if it's real. It's like looks like a man, but I feel like I know what you're talking about. How is a moth?
I mean, look up a picture of it.
Yeah, look up a picture because I kind of feel like I remember, but I don't.
But like, I feel like moths are really pretty insects.
Not when they're human-sized, walking on two legs. That's my worst fear. I think I've said it before: is Wolfie standing up at night. That has always been my fear because when we
this is what you were scared of.
That was scary too, but not. It wasn't from SpongeBob. That
episode was not scary.
It wasn't from SpongeBob. I wasn't scared of it.
Oh, this one's scary. I remember this episode.
But like, that's my worst fear. Squidward. Before we moved out, I lived in a different room in the house.
Yeah.
And in that room, Wolfie could come to the side and he would look, stare at us through the window. Oh my God,
I hated when he would do that. And that shit,
because we would take naps in the dark and watch scary videos or watch Kendall Ray, which would like set the scary mood.
Yeah.
And he would just like stand at the window staring at us and like his eyes looked scary as funk. I don't know what was wrong with his eyes. And every time we would do it, we would be so scared. And I would just like... Sometimes I would even have, like, nightmares of him standing up on his 2 feet, running, like, across the street at my grandma's. Because he used to, like, run around here.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know. That's my worst fear. And just thinking of a moth that looks like a man. Not like the picture, but that looks like a man is probably, I mean, I would shit my pants. And a banshee, I always used to be scared because I would always be like, please no one scream, please no one scream. Because I've only heard that if you hear it, you're going to die. I didn't know it was like just like anybody.
No, because like it was screaming on Sabrina and everybody heard it. And they're like, hey, someone just shut that fucking banshee up. And then, oh no, it was when Aunt Zelda was going to die. Yeah, but Ambrose heard it.
Mm. I didn't know it was that common. I don't ever hear much about it.
It no, just I mean head. they just show up and people die. So I don't really think real? There's very.
Like, is there accounts that
I thought I don't know.
Is the Mothman was like a made up creature?
It is
like kind of like a creepypasta thing.
It in a way it is, but on the episode of Kendall Ray, Mile Higher, mm-hmm. there was like sightings of it, but this was like the early 1900s, mm. And then I don't know if it would kill people or what.
I don't know. I don't remember like the
you have to listen to it. It's like one of their. Newer, like their old episodes.
Okay, I'll listen to it while driving tomorrow.
Yeah,
for sure. But what about banshees?
I've heard of the Wendigos.
Are those the same things?
No, Wendigos are like a Wendigo.
I thought you were supposed to. Is that a skinwalker?
No. A Wendigo is something else. No. A Wendigo is like you only become a Wendigo when. Like, let's say we're out in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and you're so hungry. You're, like, hella hungry.
Yeah.
And you eat me. Then you become a Wendigo because then you'll only be craving human flesh, like a cannibal. So you become, like, this feral monster.
Mm. Speaking of that, I listened to a podcast from Josh, and he was talking about this old cannibalistic guy. I told you a little bit about it. How they had to make a journey. It was, like, the early, like, Civil War era, so they, like, didn't have technology or anything. So they would ride horses and stuff like that. And it was this guy, and he had to travel with a group of men. There was a big group, and then one, they met up, like, they were struggling on their journey. So they met up with these Native Americans like that lived on like their land.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys won't be able to make it. He's like, you guys need to go this way, wait it out through. He was like, you need to wait it out through winter, and then you can go through the mountain or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so they cut into two groups. One, because one decided to stay, and one, they were stupid and they wanted to go right away to whatever town they're going to. And the guy was in that group that was going.
Yeah.
So throughout the thing, they started running out of food, and they started like, his story, what I heard was saying that everybody started like getting so hungry that they would kill each other and eat each other. So there started off as a big group, and one by one, all of them would kill off one and one until there was two left. And then he says that the guy, the cannibalistic guy, said that there was one left, and the guy went to attack him and he killed him and he ended up eating him. But the way it actually happened is that there was three people left with him. And he ended up just killing both of them and eating him.
Oh, shit.
So when he got into the town, everybody suspected. They were like, he was like, I've been starving. I barely made here.
How long was he, like, gone for?
I think it's 14 days.
14 days and he ate that many men?
Or something like that. It was, I don't know, it was something. It's through winter, I think.
This one guy who was, like, his biggest thing that he wanted to be, he wanted to eat somebody. So he, like, joined... This happened, like, in the 90s, I think, in Germany or some shit. Mm-hmm. And he joined this, like, this group chat. What the fuck are they called? Chat room. He joined this chat room, like, where cannibals were, like, you know, there's people that wanted
there's
to
chat
be.
Chat rooms for that?
There used or, to be. I don't know. Oh, there still
for
is.
Cannibals? That, yeah. Probably, like, on the, what's it called?
Dark web.
The dark web. I was gonna say the black market. Yeah.
And, and so he joined this, group chat room,
mm-hmm.
and there's people in there that wanted to eat people, and there's people that wanted to be eaten.
Yeah.
So he met a couple people that wanted to be eaten, but the first ones were like
they weren't with it, no. Like fully.
Yeah. So then he finally met somebody who wanted to be eaten, mm-hmm. and so he met up at his house. They drank, they had sex, and then it came time to kill him,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, that's the process. And the guy was like, well, will you film it so I can watch it? And he was like, well, the fuck? How the hell is that going to work if you're going to be dead? Anyway, so he filmed it. I think he chopped off his penis first.
Yeah.
And he was, so he chopped off his penis, and he was bleeding out. And the guy helped him, put him in the bathtub, took care of him till he died. And then he died, and then he got to work and started chopping him up and everything. And throughout the course of a year, ate him.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He went to prison for it because he killed somebody.
Yeah. That's crazy how, like, you could just, like, there's people out, like, crazy people out there. It's not, like, known that, like, would want to be eaten.
Yeah, he,
and
yeah.
People that want to eat people. Because, like, in the normal world, there's not people that are, like, that it's, like, outspoken.
Yeah.
But, like, it's crazy to think that they're in between, like, by themselves.
Yeah.
They're crazy as fuck like that.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Well,
he went to prison. He got out, but they said that he never
tried again?
No.
Oh, wow. Maybe he's, I mean.
He just wanted, I guess that was his dream, and he fulfilled it. And,
yeah.
But he did kill somebody, so that's why he took him to prison.
That's pretty crazy. What were we talking about before? Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, you don't look starved, or like you've been starving for weeks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was like he gained weight and everything because he ate so much like of the people.
God.
So they went on an investigation. It was like back in the day, so there wasn't much they could do. But they're like, oh, show us the bodies. And all he could do was like lie because back then there was no test you do or anything. But yeah, that's pretty much it. What even led to that guy? What were you talking about before that?
Fuck, I don't know. Oh, the Wendigos.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how. I've never heard about them before.
It's basically, it's like a native folklore. Mm. It's like just. It's
like witches, kind of? Is it like a witch?
No. You ever heard of the Wendigos?
We'd have to look him up afterwards.
I swear I saw like a TikTok of him. They like live up north or something.
Mm. I haven't heard of him.
I don't know. But it's basically where somebody eats a human and they become a Wendigo and all they want is like human flesh. And they like.
It's like a curse or something?
Yeah, it's like a
curse. Not a curse, but like
no, it is like
in
a curse.
In the native folklore, it's like that's what happens.
Yeah, I think like it started off with witches, and it actually, let me see if I could look it up. But there's like a sound where a Wendigo was making noise, and actually I just saw a TikTok not that long ago where this guy was walking through the woods and he's like, oh wow, like He's like showing the tree. He's like, wow, this tree's really pretty. And you just hear the freaking scream.
We need to start doing that again. I used to like when we would sit in the dark and watch the scary videos or scary Kendall Ray videos and stuff.
Yeah.
We need to do that again because that was such like a fun time. Don't you think?
Let me see. I found a sound. See if it plays. Oh, shit. It's on the TV. Disconnect.
Play. That's a skinwalker.
That sounds like a deer.
No, I don't think deer go that. No, maybe. If it's going based off of like the Polar Express where the guy. Have you seen Watch the Polar Express?
Yeah.
Where he stops the train and the caribou's all singing in his face. Yeah. All singing, yelling.
Let me see. There was this one where he was with his son. And the son was like, what is that noise? It's a fucking wendigo.
What the heck? I don't know.
Watch. I don't know. Sound like deer to me.
I don't know. Those are things you would have to like experience in real life to actually like make it happen. And I always feel like it's like if you think about it and you believe in it happening, that it would happen. Just like Joss and Kendall were saying about the alien thing, they're like, I think all these people with alien abduction stories,
yeah,
and stuff like that. It's because they actually like put themselves out there and think of that and like actually truly believe in it. So the aliens and stuff feel like compelled to come and get them.
That's something my mom would say.
Because Kendall was like using the argument, and Janelle, they're like, how come they don't just go after everybody? How come, what makes him so special for him to pick up?
Yeah.
Him? And Josh was like, well, basically, like, I feel like that's how it works. If you open yourself up to it and you believe in it, it will happen.
That's
and
what
I
my mom like would say about me.
That's how it is with like skinwalkers and stuff like that. Like, if you believe in it, you'll end up, some shit would happen.
That's what my mom would say about me. Like, when like all kinds of crazy stuff or scary stuff would happen to me, she's like, it's because you believe in it.
Yeah. I feel like that's how it is. So I try to tell myself, like, oh, it's not real and stuff. But there's times where I'm like, oh, maybe it's real. And then shit starts happening, like ghosts and stuff like that.
I totally believe in it because I'm like, there's no freaking way. Like,
there has to be real to some
another
point.
Another realm.
There has to be real to some point. But it's better to not believe it because you don't want to scare yourself.
It's not that I'm scared. Like,
well, I do.
When was the last time I ever gotten scared of, like... I just don't. I feel like I've had things happen to me. I've had my hair pulled. I've had.
Of ghost or just like anything?
Just like, I don't know what the fuck it was because I was walking.
No, not that pulled your hair, but you scared of anything.
Oh, like ghost?
No, of anything in general. Because you said, I don't know if I've gotten scared in a while.
Yeah, I really haven't.
What about all those times here at the house?
What?
All those scary shit happening with Wolfie barking out of nowhere after we saw. Had a dream of something. We just talked about it on the podcast.
We just to talk about it.
And then all these weird noises that always happen while we're sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's been weird noises. And then I'm like, oh, what the hell was that? Like, the other day, it sounded like glass was breaking. Like, the glass broke. I'm like, well, what's that? But yeah. Jayden said he solved the problem the next day.
Yeah. But what were you saying?
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. The, like, I do believe in it. I believe that there's, you know, life after life. There's, you know, there's... has to be beings living amongst us, you know?
I think so, too.
I'm not going to be hiding in the dark. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, not hiding in the dark. It's, like, fun to believe and, like, want to experience it. But I feel like if it actually happened, you would be kind of scared. Wouldn't you? You wouldn't be like, oh, cool. If
like
some scary
alien?
Shit would.
Oh, alien, no, I wouldn't be like. Or, like. I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, this is cool.
A skinwalker or something.
I know what to do if there's a skinwalker. You just walk away. Don't look it in the eyes. Don't do shit.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
That's what I've learned. But imagine how scary that shit would be.
Yeah.
I always, like, now that I drive.
Like, if I've been in I've been here and I felt like, not that long ago, I felt like somebody's standing over me. And I wasn't like, I didn't get freaked out. I just rolled over, hugged you, and that was it.
I had a nightmare last night that I was having, like, a dream, a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I woke up, like, in the middle of the nightmare, like, half asleep, so I was still kind of, like, dreaming.
Yeah.
And it felt like someone was standing over me. Like, I swear I saw a shadow over me.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
I, like, opened my eyes. Like, I remember I was laying like this with the blankets, like, holding it on my back. And I like, peeked my eyes open. And then my eyes, at first I saw, like, something black, and then it, like, disappeared. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm safe. And I just fell back to sleep right away.
I've been having, like, I've been scared that I might have sleep paralysis because I've been having sleep on my back.
I
ever since I hurt my leg, like, it hurt so bad to move at night.
I try to not sleep on my back, but sleeping on my arms starts hurting after a while.
Yeah, like for the past 2 weeks and a half, I've been having to sleep on my back. Mm-hmm. Like I'll just wake up on my back because my leg fucking hurts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, please don't let me have sleep paralysis.
That shit's crazy. I don't know. That scares me. Especially paralysis. What's it called again? Something paralysis?
Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis. because you can't move or anything. So whatever scary shit you see, you just have to deal with
it. I've never had it. My sister did.
Yeah. That's so crazy. I feel like we talked about it before.
My sister had it? Yeah.
But that shit's crazy. That's like scary because you can't do anything. Yeah. You can't talk. You can't yell. You can't wake you up or anything.
I know, but lately, like, I don't feel like there's anything scary. When we still, like, Jaden, before Jaden moved out, it was hella scary here. I hated it. I hated it so much.
It was just crazy.
Anyways.
Oh, I have one more topic. It's not as scary as our conversation, but the other day we were talking about Patreons and how, like, it sucks that everybody's putting out stuff and that, like, they used to do on their videos and stuff. Like, because most of the people we listen to, it started from us watching them before. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how on Patreon basically is like, it's kind of like a OnlyFans, but it's taken more seriously, but more than OnlyFans. Yeah. Where people like actual YouTubers and celebrities and stuff, if you run a podcast or something, you could put up exclusive stuff on there for like content. A monthly fee. And, that's what I say, like, compared to OnlyFans, because that's what OnlyFans was made to do.
Yeah.
But it got taken over by, like, all the, like, sexualized content and stuff like that.
All the sex work.
Yeah, stuff like that. But we were talking about it the other day. We're like, doesn't it suck how, like, you can't watch their videos, or they only put up the videos on Patreon, or you have to pay for it and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So do you think... What was the question? What do you think about that? Like, all our favorite people having to, like, they're doing that now.
Why is it the iPad in its case?
Because I don't put it in the case while we're doing the podcast. Because somebody decided to spill grease stains on the case.
I didn't. I was making breakfast.
And he spilled grease stains. but yeah, what do you think about it? Would we ever start a Patreon, do you think? Because I get that they're doing it for, like, money. And YouTube, like, most of them say, like, oh, we go to Patreon because YouTube doesn't allow us to do some stuff, which I get. But I feel like some of them are doing, like, really expensive things for, like, stuff they used to do.
Yeah, well, Shannon Rose's, the way Shannon Rose does it, because if you guys don't know, Shannon Rose, she used to be a porn star. And she has, she does YouTube. And she's supposed, like, her like, crazy stories on YouTube, but YouTube started like monetizing them or demonetizing them, so she couldn't post it anymore. So she went to Patreon where she could post her stories.
Like stuff like that, because Charlene used to show me her videos, and they are like sexualized content because of what she used to do.
Yeah.
So I get that, but like regular videos,
regular content.
Like Jeff does the same thing where he just posts vlogs, but you have to pay the monthly fee to watch him.
Yeah.
And Zayn and Heath do the same thing too.
Yeah, I think it comes into a point where they're just trying to, you know, build their pockets.
Yeah, I mean,
stack their wallet.
That's why I asked, like, would we ever do one? And I feel like we ever did, it'd be like a dollar or something.
Yeah.
Like if we got like really big and stuff, I still wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care it's not about the money.
I think Patreon has like a minimum. Maybe like you could do $1 and we would do $1.
Yeah.
But because I see podcasts now and they do it. But I don't know. It just bothers me because most of the stuff they're like, oh, we do it so YouTube doesn't demonetize us, but most of the time they're not doing stuff that's demonetizable. Yeah. Unless they're like smoking or drinking and stuff like that.
And then what if they don't upload for like a month and you stay paying
the $5? Yeah. That's what sucks. Or they stop and you have to stop your subscription. Yeah. It just bothered me. I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Maybe like we'll end up buying somebody's Patreon because we like him that much. But right now, not a fan. No. And we don't plan to start one anytime soon. Because you can start one. Like, anybody can start one. But I don't see no point.
Yeah, me either.
Okay, did you want to get on the Reddit topics? Because that was a real quick one.
Yeah.
I'm happy the Banshee one and the Moth one we actually had to talk about. Because ever since I was little, I've been so scared of them. And I kind of forgot about it.
I'm, like, trying to think, like, what mythical creature I was always scared of.
I don't know. Those two for sure. And like ghosts. I think that was it. But ghost, everybody's like,
has mine was a
ghost
like kind demons.
Demon, I don't even really know what demons were.
I used to like watch the hella scary movies when I was younger. Like, I think it's called The Haunting. Or the, well, you know, like Scary Movie 2?
Yeah.
Where they go into that mansion?
Oh, yeah.
It's based off of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That movie used to scare the shit out of me.
I don't think I've watched
because of the angel. Oh shit! The angels like in the movie would fucking like move and everything. Like he's coming, and I'm like, ugh.
That's scary.
And I can't believe my mom would now, just when was it? The other day I went to her house and she's like, "What are you gonna watch?" I'm like, "A scary movie." I was like, "I haven't watched one in a while. I need to watch one."
Yeah. But okay. So on our scary topic, we'll start with the scary one.
Okay.
One really isn't like a scary topic like our usual ones where we give advice on it and stuff. It's more like a scary experience that this person had. So all I'm going to do is read the scary experience.
Okay,
let me get into my scary voice. 7 years ago, at the age of 14, I worked at my local gas station where I would work a late night shift. I was slightly terrified of the dark, so working at night wasn't ideal for my sanity. But over time, I got used to it. One night, I was doing my usual check around the store, making sure everything was in its place. When I heard a car pull up into the front of the gas station, it wasn't too abnormal for someone to buy something or to get gas, but it was 3 a.m. I went to look at the window to see who had pulled in and was shocked to see a man step out of the car. I don't remember exactly what he looked like, but I would guess that he was about 5'10", skinny, and surprisingly old-looking. He stood in his car for approximately 5 minutes before slowly walking towards the doors. The way he walked gave off bad vibes, so I was a little off guard. When he got to the door, he suddenly just vanished. I blinked a couple of times to make sure I wasn't being stupid. He was gone. I was very tired at the time, so I thought it was probably just a hallucination. I forget about it and moved on with the rest of my shift. I didn't know that these hallucinations would cause me to lose my sanity. I started having these same hallucinations every so often. These hallucinations lasted for weeks. At some point, I was getting them so frequently that I consulted a doctor to see if I had some type of problem. They said no and recommended I take some time off, though I didn't listen. One night, while I was doing my normal sweep around the shop, I saw the man outside in the same spot. I thought it was a hallucination and moved on with my business. I jerked my head towards the door when I heard it open, and a tall, skinny man draped in black clothes stood in the doorway. I was filled with confusion and fear. Something that had scared me for weeks had become real. I slowly walked to the counter of the shop and managed to stutter a, "Help, how can I help you, sir?" He just stood there, still and silent, his face concealed by a black mask. He then quickly pulled out a knife and held it to my face. I screamed in fear and quickly pushed him to the ground and rushed to the closet and locked the door. I called the police, barely able to tell my location. I heard running down the hall and slamming on the door. I was frozen in fear when I had an idea. You know when you're in a scary situation and you think the stupidest idea is the best idea? That was one of those times. I slammed the door open as hard as I could, knocking the man to the floor. I then ran faster than I had ever ran before out of the store and into my car. I then heard the police come driving into the parking lot. I waited about 10 minutes before the policeman came out with the man handcuffed. The police informed me that he had been sent to prison. At the moment, I still feel very scared and frightened, but I also feel safe knowing that the police had the situation under control.
So what's going on?
Baby, weren't you listening?
I was, but was he hallucinating the whole thing, or was it
a real? The end, well, at the beginning, it was hallucinations, but it was weird because at the end, it ended up being real.
I was like, so a premonition.
Weeks before, he kind of saw it happening, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much like the whole story.
Wow, it was like a premonition.
Did I not read it that like clearly?
No, you did. I was just, my mind's been.
I could tell this whole podcast, ever since we started, if you guys could watch the podcast, she's been like going all over the place, even probably listening. You could probably tell.
It's a bad ADHD day.
Okay? Yeah. She hasn't had one of these on the podcast at all. I don't think so, right?
I used to have them all the time when we first started. I would like fidget with stuff and Jane's like, stop, you could hear it. And yeah. I'm like, I can't like.
And I guess sometimes like, because I'm always touching the mic, so you could probably hear it and I feel bad.
Yeah,
but so I touch it when I get like nervous and stuff like that. Yeah,
now he doesn't like let me sit in front of things because like I'll start messing with them.
Yeah.
They distract me.
But yeah, that's pretty crazy. He kind of had a premonition of it happening and it ended up happening.
It saved his life.
And he said, I saw later in the comments that he says he still gets the hallucinations, but not as often as it usually does. I kept hearing, can you hear my mouth noises?
No.
Oh, I feel like I could hear my own mouth noises, like my tongue slapping my mouth.
I can't hear it.
Okay, we'll go to this one. Fuck, I can't stop on hearing it. What's up with my tongue?
What's up with you?
You promised I can't hear it.
No, it's because I'm so sorry if you guys can hear like, that.
Like, I that's all I keep mouth. Hearing. I don't know. I'm so sorry, guys, if you could hear it. Okay.
It's because...
Let's get on to... Okay, this one's for you.
Okay, what's up?
It says your girl needs some advice.
Okay.
So she needs some advice from a girl. I'm a grown woman, but I feel like an idiot. Immature person, and I need some advice. Hopefully some of you can relate. I met a guy on Tinder. We talked a little before he asked me out on a coffee date. I said yes. He wasn't the most handsome person in the world. I don't think he's even my type, but I felt attracted to him almost immediately. He seemed a bit shy and a bit excited, and we had a lot of common interests. The evening was very nice, and at the end of our meeting, he asked two times if I'll be willing to see him again soon. I said sure, and I wasn't lying. So I asked him out on a second date, and he seemed excited. We went to grab another coffee. The conversation was deeper this time, and I genuinely started to like him as a person. And then bam, he said he feels like now he needs to take care of himself first. That he's not in the place that he wants to be. He just lost his job. He feels emotionally exhausted after his last relationship. And he doesn't want to be in a relationship right now. And it's not something he's looking for. I was like, oh crap, he wants to fuck me and then melt into a stardust. I told him that I'm not open to the idea of the relationship or friendship if I really like someone. But I'm not into hookups or casual sex at all. He then said, I really like someone, but I'm not... Oh, he then said that he does not look for sex because he hates to treat people like an object to serve him. He just sometimes feels lonely and he wanted to meet some friends, that he wouldn't meet me in real life, and he just wants to see how things will go. Also, he found out that Tinder is just not for him, but he does not regret being there because we met. I felt like he really wanted to reassure me that he wants to continue to getting to know me, so I was like, sure, let's be friends. But then, at the end of our meeting, we hugged. I wanted to air kiss his cheek, like the last time, but he just kissed me passionately. I lost my brain for a moment. It wasn't something I expected. Anyway, we went to our homes, and now he keeps reacting to my stories and shit, and I don't know how to feel about him. I hate assuming that people around me are trying to use me in some way. I prefer to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know if that's naive of me or what. Am I being played?
100%, baby girl.
From a girl's perspective, what do you think?
I feel like he's trying to play her. I feel like guys do this thing where they're like, oh, I'm so genuine. I would never play a girl. I would never do that to you. And then they do it to you.
But do you think, like, in that situation where he's like, he lost his job and he feels like all emotionally tired from his relationship, do you think it's the girl moving on, like moving in, like getting, what's the word? Like the phrase, like moving too fast into the thing and him like being standoffish in it? Or do you think he's just being like a dick for saying, oh, I don't think this is for me? Because technically he could have been thinking, like putting thought in for himself. He's like, do I really want to be in a relationship? Or like got to look out from like, he really probably looked at himself and he was like, am I really ready for a relationship?
But then he kissed her.
And maybe he came to like a premonition where he's like, maybe not. But then you look at the girl's perspective where he's just like, it looks like he's blowing her off. So what do you think?
He kissed her.
Maybe he meant it as like a kiss of like goodbye or whatever.
Oh, I don't kiss people. I don't know.
Maybe they know each other. They've had sex, she said. But he kissed her like one last kiss before like we stopped seeing each other or something like that.
So they don't see each other anymore.
No, he says that he keeps reacting to her stories and posts and stuff like that. But that's it.
I feel like he got what he wanted. It wasn't for him. So no, he doesn't want to be with her.
Yeah, I can see from both perspectives. Like I said, maybe he's like actually had like an actual premonition of it or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's the right word. You said it and I ran with it. But I can see it from both perspectives.
Yeah. I guess. I can't see from the guy's perspective.
Yeah. You can't?
No.
I mean.
You mean
I almost
what?
Got into a stuttering attack there. Did you see that? I was like, I mean. But I could see. I don't know how you can't see it. Like, if you could look at both sides, maybe he's lying. There's a chance. But maybe he's actually looked at himself.
But why'd he have sex with her?
I don't know. Guys are stupid. Guys don't really think clearly most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling women know that. So, I mean, they see them being stupid.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like sometimes both people get caught in the moment and they just like do it. And then later they're like, ugh, he only wanted me for this. And I did it because I was in the moment or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Whatever. Own it. You did it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But don't be like, oh, as long as I all of a sudden decided that I'm not ready for this.
Yeah. I know where you're coming from. And it's good that she's not entertaining it or like trying to keep going or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my final thoughts on that.
My final thoughts too.
Want to go to the end of the podcast?
Sure.
Okay. As always, if you're watching this podcast, I know the video came out really late this week. It's because stupid internet. Every single week,
it always fucks up the video somehow.
But if you're watching on YouTube, you could check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. You choose to listen on any listen to any other of your listen to any other of your podcasts. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any of those, go check us out on YouTube. Show us love there. Subscribe and like and
follow.
Comment. Send up some. I don't know the word, but you can send us comments and stuff like that. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. What, BB? You always look at me weird when I mess up. What are you weirded out?
What am I doing?
You're all weirded out by me.
What? Spit it out, Jaden.
And that's why I keep stuttering, because shit like that happens. All right, I'm gonna let you guys go.
I'm just kidding.
Bye, guys.